Yeah.
Read the room.
Hi. Haven't seen you since you left the bench.
Rick, what was your message to the group going out for the third tonight?
Well, that they had scored two greasy goals, and we needed to score some greasy goals and give Charlie credit, because you got to get to the net. It certainly wasn't a Picasso look there tonight. You had two tired teams, and it was obvious. They got both of their goals by just putting in the net and slashing it in, and we were encouraging our forwards, and we did a much better job in the third period overall of getting into the paint, get in there. And we got lucky one with Charlie going in there, but you need those breaks. When you don't get those unless you're there. You can't always be standing off to the side looking for tips. But the second part of that is your D's got to get the puck there, and so Sivo did a good job of that.
You score a beautiful goal like you did at the first one. That's a pretty impressive goal. Is it easy to fall into a trap of those are going to be there for us all night?
That was a beautiful goal. No, I don't think so. That's not how the other lines play. The other lines have to play their identity and who they are. You're not going to get a lot of those pretty goals, right? That's a very high skill line, and they made it work tonight. But when you're playing back to back, very rarely you're going to see those plays,
right.
And you're not. You got to get greasy goals. You got to get your nose dirty. Simple as that.
One of the greasy goals you mentioned was a shorthanded goal. That's two in two nights now. Does anything give you quite a boost of energy, quite like a shorthanded goal?
Yeah, it does. It gives you a big boost, and you're down 2-1 there on the power play. If there's a couple of goal differential, it's not as impactful as the goal like tonight was. Make it tie to 2-2, and it certainly gave us a lot of energy on the bench. You could feel it. The energy wasn't there like it was for most nights, and you just try to best you can to keep them wired up and keep the shift short and keep as much energy as you can, but you need something like that to push you over the top and give you a little boost.
Goals are starting to go in now for Adam Fantilli, but he was just in there talking about even when they weren't going in, he kind of feels like he's made strides, in other areas this year. I'm wondering how big is it for him to have someone like Charlie Coyle in the room as a veteran center?
And Sean Monahan.
And Monahan, yeah. And Jenner can do it. He's surrounded by
a lot of good veterans who've had great careers, long careers, and have battled hard. Those you're talking about, three guys that will battle hard every night, and you can learn a lot from those guys just listening, but more importantly, watch them play the right way all the time. Those guys have been a great influence on all the young guys, and Mo's certainly, he's got the skill level. Every young player in this league has to learn how to play a 200-foot game and play the right way, as we have coaches like to say, and you watch those guys, and they do that.
Mike, Rick, how are the captain and the Norris Trophy candidate, and do you expect to see him on Thursday?
We're going to know more tomorrow. We'll come in tomorrow, and we'll see how he's doing. He's not doing great, so we'll see how he gets through the night. So I just got a text from him now.
You adjusted your pairs a little bit tonight. How did you feel your back end performance?
Yeah, they were better tonight. We like the way they handle it. And again, you keep going back for pucks, and they keep flipping it in and chasing you. They handled that pressure pretty well. I like the way they'll deal with tonight.
Rick, Jenner is listed as maintenance. Is that different in your book than injured, or did that happen last night, or can you say anything more about
one? Lower body, maintenance, okay. Take your pick. He couldn't play.
Yeah, is that best from last night? Is it?
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Thanks.
We are off tomorrow.